Speaking with Philip Weddle. What exactly is your title as regards the whole project of the Mayor Hance Park?
I'm the architect for the master plan team and have been leading the efforts working with the community.
So I think about an architect, 100 years ago and the concerns that people had, and I looked through some of the things that have to be addressed that architects never had to think about, like Wi-Fi availability. And
right.
It's daunting. It's about 32 acres of downtown Phoenix.
That's correct.
And I also noticed that one of the things about it is the boundaries are so ill-defined, because when I looked at the map, I thought, oh, that's really part of the park. Where do you begin a thing like this?
Well, it's, this process really began as a community-driven process. And so really we began the design process through a fairly extensive community engagement. We worked through a series of community visioning workshops to try to get a better sense of what their vision was. That's really been the driver for us from the very beginning.
Community engagement, because the park is ultimately going to do that, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, you need the community to support it. This park has a really diverse group of stakeholders. You have some very strong historic neighborhoods surrounding the park. You also have many cultural institutions that surround the park. And then you have also the situation where, the park is run by the city, but the land is actually owned by the Department of Transportation. So there's really just a very diverse group of stakeholders here. But I think that's part of what makes it so rich is mm-hmm. that kind of diversity of people that are involved and have a stake in it.
One of the things it seems like you're known for is green use of land, sustainability
yes.
of projects, and that's really kind of looks like one of the things you really focus on.
It really is a strong focus of our practice, and it'll be a strong feature in this project as well. We're looking at sustainable strategies, including probably most notably, we're looking at water conservation measures where we're trying to recapture and reuse water throughout the site. We're also looking at solar electricity and the ability to generate electricity on the site and use that for the operation of the park. And then we're also looking a lot at how we can create microclimates within the park. How can we kind of mitigate some of those, warmer days and kind of encourage breezes and reduce temperatures in the park so that it really extends the usability of the park?
Well, as a classical music guy, one of the things that I was so pleased to see is that some of the stakeholders are the arts groups.
Yes.
And again, where are you from, may I ask?
I'm a native of Arizona, fourth generation native, actually. So.
All right, okay. Well, then
this
you remember.
This is my home. I'll be here.
Well, I remember that many afternoons when the weather allowed, and then evenings when the weather wasn't quite so forgiving, in Encanto Park, a much bigger space that's been there a long time, had a band shell.
Yes.
But I'm pleased to see there are performance spaces planned within the Hance Park.
Absolutely. And we really think that that's going to be one of the keys to creating vibrancy in the park. This master plan and this design, part of it is about changing the kind of physical nature of the park, but really the driver is how do you create a vibrancy that people want to be there on a daily basis and that it really becomes a very active and engaging space. And we know that the arts are going to be a significant component of that. We are looking at developing a performance pavilion on the eastern side of the park, and that would not only be able to support live performances, but we're also looking to have video capabilities, much like the Soundscape Park in Miami. And I think it would create potentially some really strong synergies with the Phoenix Center for the Arts and some of the performance work that they do. So we really see a lot of opportunities here to work with some of the cultural institutions that surround the park to make arts a very strong element that draws people in.
What's really remarkable to me is what you have this space better defined, and everyone knows where they can park and where they can't park.
Yes.
How to get where they need to go. Then the Phoenix Center for the Arts, the Phoenix Chorale, who's down there, there's
Absolutely.
All sorts of organizations that are right there, will probably use the space.
That's part of why I think that Hance Park has that potential to become our signature park, our urban signature park. It's because of all the kind of rich cultural institutions and organizations and neighborhoods that surround the park. And mm-hmm. and this is really about providing an opportunity for them to come together and have the resources for them to be able to use the park in a much more productive way.
Well, since we're on radio, you've got a map in front of you. I have a map over here, too. But one of the problems has been just where is the park? Where does it begin? Where does it end? Where's the north boundary, south boundary, east, west? And I was surprised at just how much area it includes. It begins at about 3rd Street, is that right?
It runs from 3rd Street to 5th Avenue. And it is a very large park. And I think, you know, the items that you mentioned are really some of the challenges that the park has had over the years. It really has a lack of identity. People don't know where it's at. There's no kind of clear entrances into the park. So some of the things that we're trying to address in the master plan is to really create defined edges and boundaries to the park so it's very clear where the park begins. Right. And also create very iconic entry plazas and entry elements into the park so that it really starts to define an identity for the park and the boundaries for the park so that it's very clear. We're also looking to really improve accessibility into the park, particularly along Central Avenue and making stronger connections to the light rail stations. We have two light rail stops on each side of the park, and we're looking to create both wayfinding signage and also paving patterns and landscaping that connect from the park to those light rail stops, and then create new entrances on the four corners of Central Avenue that are much more gracious and welcoming that allow people to move down into the park much more easily. And we really see the area at Central Avenue as being the heart of the park.
It's an odd shape, but again, so folks know what we're talking about, the park juts up to include the library at Willetta, right?
That is correct, yes.
And then south, and but it jumps up there. What's the major northmost border? I mean, is there not major, but a consistent border that people would say, oh, it goes to, I don't know.
Culver Street is the northern boundary of the park.
Yes. And then to the south?
To the south, it is essentially moorland. It does come down to Portland on the western edge. That's one of the challenges that the park has had over the years. It doesn't have that kind of clean, defined boundaries. You can think of Central Park as this kind of crisp, rectangular park in the middle of Manhattan, and it's extremely well-defined. Hance Park hasn't had that historically. It kind of has fuzzy edges. So that's one of the things that we really are trying to do through this process is create much more defined boundaries and edges to the park so that people can recognize where it's at.
When you say this area has sort of fuzzy boundaries, all of downtown, I mean, now ASU's presence has kind of defined more and more some of the spaces. There's a vitality now in downtown with all the well, you remember, restaurants used to open downtown, and 6 months later they were gone. Well, now
Absolutely.
They open, and they open, and they open, and they're not going away. They're just these wonderful little cool places.
Yes.
Gallery spaces, all of that. This seems to fit it beautifully, the whole downtown vibe.
This really, I think you've really hit on it, that this is really the opportune time for a project like this to happen. There's a resurgence in downtown that I haven't seen before. It's just amazing, the kind of vibrancy of the kind of arts community and really people that are looking for much more of an urban experience in a downtown environment. And I think the missing piece to that downtown is having a signature urban park. If you think about kind of great cities across the country, they have those signature urban parks. And Phoenix really doesn't have that at the moment. We strongly believe that Hance Park is that park because of all of the cultural institutions that surround it, because it's on Central Avenue, because it's connected to historic neighborhoods. We think it is that signature park and really has the ability to be a catalyst to continue to redevelop and reinvigorate downtown Phoenix.
Well, I have to say my hat's off to you. I can't imagine how long you've been doing this now.
We've been working on this master plan for just about a year now.
Okay. And this Thursday, what's happening?
Well, this Thursday we're having a community celebration at Hance Park where there'll be music, there'll be food, there'll be beverages, and then we'll be doing a presentation to present the final master plan at that event. It'll be, I think, a very fun event. It's meant to be kind of a family-friendly event, but I think it'll be the opportunity to show gratitude for the great community effort that's been involved in this process to date.
It's important as we live in now this. You know, by year, it's either 5th or 6th largest city in the
yes.
country. And by the time we figured out what Hance Park is and then make it a destination.
Absolutely.
Phil Waddell, thank you very much.
Thank you.